Hey, Tom.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. And we're headed down to... kind of thinking about Home Depot. What do you think, Bernice?
Yeah. Hi, Patrick.
Bernice, how are you today?
Married.
She been weed eating and what do you call that other thing? Before you go along the edge of the... edging. Yeah, that's what it is. And I mowed the grass. And so it's all ready for that rain this Saturday.
You're supposed to have quite a bit of rain Saturday.
Mess up the fly boys with their remote control RC stuff, but it'll make the ground happy. It's dry.
HKX for ID. Yeah, it'll help a lot of these people with allergies also.
It's been bothering me now. It makes my throat sore and groggy-like. And I'll probably show it tonight. And Bernice just sneeze after sneeze. And thankfully it don't make my eyes water, but I do have to use eye drops quite often.
As far in my life, I'm fortunate and don't have allergies.
You'll suffer with them pretty bad. I never did have that problem. I think I was allergic to money most of my life because I never had any.
I think a lot of us fall into that category, Tom.
Dad, he used to say, son, you need this or you need that. And I said, well, Dad, I ain't got no money. And he'd say, well, we'll shake a bush. And I'd say, boy, if I ever find that bush, you're going to be broke.
Probably a tree by now.
Bernice actually found, or I don't know if you found it or not, huh? They pulled up a tree in the yard one time, and her grandpa had buried silver dollars in that jar and put it in the ground.
I think you got to save it for later.
It's up at the old farm, but they'd long passed away when I met Bernice. And so I went up there with a metal detector, but never found anything, didn't hit the jackpot, but you know how those rumors get started.
Yeah, my mom's dad, my grandfather, he used to bury money in jars out in the backyard.
No, my neighbor, whenever he buys something, like he's getting a lean-to put on the side of his house, a carport there, and told him, I'm going to go out there in the backyard and dig up your jars one of these days.
One day when you see him coming, you ought to just run out there with a metal detector like you are doing that.
That's a good point. I've been going to buy one of those, but I don't really have a use for them. You never do until you lose something out in the yard, and then you got to go try to find it.
Yeah, they're handy at times. I don't have one either, but it would be nice sometimes trying to find some of the things you drop. So where are you and Bernice heading today, this evening, to get some more azaleas?
No, they survived the night. I just turned on the Dill Creek Drive here by, we're right here by Home Depot now, by the Chick-fil-A across from Lowe's here in Greer. And I want to get some, Noalox. You put it for dissimilar connections to prevent electrolysis. It's good on battery terminals. It's also good for anything electrical, aluminum to copper and stuff like that. Anywhere you got dissimilar metals, it can make a cell and it generates electrolysis and it gets green, as you well know. So I always like to have some of that on hand. And Bernice was wanting some hootie duties for the end of her weed eater. She can't seem to thread that sucker. And mechanically speaking, I can't either. It's a brand new weed eater. So I thought maybe I'd find some of those that were preloaded. And then we'd take one of them apart and see how it's done. With me, I'd never get it back together, Patrick. I'm the electrician. She's the farmer.
Some of those weed or heads can be a lot of aggravation.
That.
She really got upset with them. She about in tears. So I said, put the dang thing up. And she had another one there she used. And that she's used for years. But I got a chance to buy these last winter from Costco. And they were on sale for the weed eater and the blower. And they're 80 volts. I can't find the 60-volt batteries for these Greenworks now. I can't find the 60-volt blower. And I like that Greenwork stuff. It's excellent. And so I had to buy 80. Comes to find out that the 80-volt batteries are heavier than the 60. Duh.
Hi, over there at Battery Specialist up on 14 where you went, or Furman Hall Road, there's another place over there that deals with them. They might be able to help you out with something like that.
Now, they're pretty good, but I'd hate to think about buying one of those lithium batteries that big. No, the batteries are good, but the appliance itself's getting wore down, and they're pretty old. And these were cheap if you bought them during the winter and you bought them both at one time, but they ain't if you don't. Patrick, we're here. You might tell me, why are the flags flying at half-staff? I don't understand that, but I haven't kept up on it. And we're out in front of Home Depot, so I'll let you go, and you have a nice evening. And this is NZLTR.
Sure, why the flags are flying at half-staff. I seen that yesterday, and all I can think of is with that court case going on for Derek Chauvin up in, I believe it's Minnesota, in that area. That's the only thing I can think of. But you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Stay safe out there, KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
KDR, K4OIM.
4HKX, this is K9FMZ. 2K9FMZ, does anyone know if there's a net chat on this repeater at 9 o'clock tonight?
4HKX, yeah, there will be a net at 9 o'clock tonight.
Thank you very much. 9FMZ signing off.
You're welcome. KO4HKX. Clear.